Welcome to a hot and breezy Thursday in Saskatchewan. Gusting up to, what, 60K, I think I heard later on today for much of the province. So it's going to be windy. It's going to be warm today, too, jacking up to about 27 degrees this afternoon in much of the province. We've got a full show today. Open lines coming up after 9. Actually, we're going to get to it about 9:20 today because I've got a guest at 9. Lots of things to digest. Now we've learned Saskatchewan is hosting a meeting with the premiers and the prime minister in early June. Is this another step in the right direction? Are we in a honeymoon phase? Are you not convinced yet that this is going to be a different Liberal government? That will be part of the discussion we have during Open Phones. At 10 o'clock today, the mayors of both Regina and Saskatoon joining us for an hour of discussion on priorities in the respective communities and any questions you might have for them. They're here to answer those as well. It's VE Day today. Celebrations across Europe marks the 80th anniversary of the end of the war in Europe. Canadian soldiers, of course, played a significant role in that, and particularly Saskatchewan soldiers, medics, mechanics, nurses. I want to hear your family or community connection to the war. That's coming up just after 11. And after 12 today, polka music. Yeah, we've got Canada's polka king, Walter Ostenik, celebrating, by the way, his 90th birthday just a couple of weeks ago. He will be live in studio today for a visit ahead of a couple of dances. He's playing at Danceland in Watrous at Manitou Beach. That's how we'll wrap up the show today at noon. We got a full show. Let's get going with today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, lots going on with federal politics. Of course, the meeting between Carney and Trump. And now the briefing that was done yesterday with the prime minister and the premiers, which has yielded news of a meeting that will be hosted in Saskatchewan in early June. So to take a bit of a reflection on all of the movement and discussions we've seen recently, we welcome back to the show Brian Lilly, political columnist for the Toronto Sun. Brian, before we get into politics, Walter Ostenik, big news today.
You know, that's bigger than the Schmengi brothers showing up. I've tried to explain to people who watch Home Alone and they see John Candy. I mean, he played a couple of polka kings, including the polka kings in Home Alone. It's all based on Walter Ostenik and John Candy and the guys just being, you know, fascinated by him. So yeah. I'm jealous. And one day I'm getting out to Danceland in that horsehair floor.
Yeah,
to see it for myself.
Historic building. It's almost 100 years old now. Okay, well, first of all, I'm impressed with your Saskatchewan knowledge again, Brian, so thank you for that. I watched your video online, your reflection on the meeting between Carney and Trump. Give us your thoughts, your summary.
Well, look, I think that the meeting went about as well as it could have gone. I was worried towards the end that Trump was going to Zelensky Mark Carney.
It's become a verb, hasn't it? Going to Zelensky him. Yeah.
You know, Carney went in. He made his point that Canada was not for sale. And he made that point a couple of times. But did it respectfully. He buttered up Trump for sure. I mean, the start of the meeting, it was like a mutual admiration society. You're great. No, you're great. And then
you're transformative.
Towards the end, a reporter asked about, the 51st state and will you respect that? And Carney spoke for a little bit. And then Trump even acknowledged that he was not going to Zelensky Carney. And then went on a 2-minute tirade about Canada and how they don't need anything from us. They don't want us making cars to sell to the Americans. And it looked like Carney was trying to interrupt. And thank goodness he didn't, because I think if he had in the White House, in front of all the cameras, started correcting Trump on his claim that the Americans subsidized Canada to the tune of $200 billion. If he had pushed back in any way, I think it would have turned nasty. But thankfully, Trump just at the end of his rant just said, okay, thank you, everyone. And the media was shoved out. Looks like the lunch was very successful. The White House has put out a kind of a sizzle reel of the meeting. They don't do that for everyone. And so while it was downplayed ahead of time, I think overall it went well. But I will note this, okay? Firstly, as Mark Carney might say, and then second, the elbows up stuff, That disappeared. There were no elbows up. In fact, he went from elbows up to thumbs up, a photo posted by the White House showing Mark Carney and Donald Trump standing next to each other giving thumbs up. He was not the guy he said he was going to be during the election. He did not, you know, bring out the rhetoric of they're trying to break us so they can own us. All of that was gone. He did exactly what any leader should have done going into the White House. But that's exactly how we described what Pierre Poilievre would have done. But during the campaign, he said Poilievre would kneel down before Trump.
That's an interesting topic because, of course, we've talked about this on the show a fair bit since that meeting happened. And part of what we discussed, you hate to play what-if games, but what if Poilievre had won? Would that meeting have looked much different? I have to think there would have been some similarities.
I think there would have been. I think the tone would have been different. How different, I'm not sure. You have to hope, anyone listening that's listened to me more than once or read me more than once will know that I was not voting for Carney and the Liberals. But at the end of the day, we're Canadian, and this is Canada's foreign policy going into the White House. We have to hope for success. So mm-hmm. That was a pretty successful meeting, and I'm glad about that. And I'm, hearing only good things from the premiers that I'm talking about after their meeting with Mark Carney, where he briefed them on what went down at the White House.
I have Derek Burney on the show tomorrow morning, and one of the things I'm curious to ask him, and I'm curious to know your thoughts on this as well, Brian, is how important are the meetings between these two leaders to set the tone when we know the roll-up-your-sleeves work that's done often is not done by the president and the prime minister, but others in cabinet and maybe even bureaucrats?
Well, people like Jamieson Greer, who is the U.S. trade representative, he's just announced that they've got a deal with the U.K. They're going to be talking to China over the weekend. Those are the guys that you really have to be concerned about. And I think that he's shown himself to be a smart and knowledgeable guy. He was asked about deals with Canada recently. He, in an interview on Fox News, and I posted the clip, he talked about how Canada's new prime minister is a serious person, unlike the previous prime minister, and we will be able to move towards a deal. And he talked about the need for manufacturing throughout North America. Mm-hmm. A lot of what they've been talking about is just wanting all the production, all the agriculture, all the manufacturing, everything taken down to the U.S. That's been Trump's rhetoric. Jamieson Greer doesn't talk that way. So, that's good because he's the bureaucrat on the U.S. side who's going to be dealing with our guys. The meeting between the two leaders, as you say, sets the tone, and I think they left feeling pretty good.
Brian Lilly is my guest, political columnist for the Toronto Sun. So then, yesterday, the prime minister briefs the premiers, and I know you had a chance to talk with a couple of the premiers in Canada after that meeting. What was the sense you got and that they took away from that?
Well, Ontario Premier Doug Ford has been taking a lot of heat from conservatives for saying nice things about Mark Carney. And he did that again yesterday here at Queen's Park, right after the virtual First Minister's meeting. He said, I think you did a great job. Ford said he told Carney that he's got to start showing some love to Alberta and Saskatchewan. But then, right after that, so Ford was out at about 1:30, about 2 p.m. yesterday. I did an interview, and you can watch the whole thing on the Toronto Sun's YouTube channel. Did an interview with Danielle Smith, and she was praising the prime minister, talking about a new relationship and a new tone. She is cautiously optimistic that they'll move forward on something. And so it's good to hear. I've talked to some of the premiers off the record as well, and they say, look, this guy, unlike Trudeau, who would show up and lecture them, this guy listens. And so, maybe that's why you're hearing a different tone from Premier Mo mm-hmm. as well, because, they're not being dismissive. Now, that's making the right noises. As I said at the end of my column in the Sun that came out late yesterday afternoon, by the time they're meeting in Saskatoon, a meeting I hopefully will find my way to, By the time they have their meeting in Saskatoon, well, we'll know if it's more than just noises.
That's a good point. I mean, we've heard our premier in Saskatchewan, Scott Moe, say those words. I mean, the rubber hits the road. We'll see if it's a different tone. How important, based on that, based on the actions that need to follow the words, the discussions and the meetings, are these cabinet appointments that are coming up in a week's time, Brian?
I think they're very important. Is he going to put someone like Sean Fraser back in cabinet? You know, Fraser was that one of those guys who said he was retiring to spend more time with family and then spend a bit of time with his family and figured out he'd rather run again when the polling turned around. But Sean Fraser was in charge of immigration when he broke that. Then he was put in charge of housing and broke that. So, you know, do you reward guys like that, people who have been horrible for the provinces to deal with? You know, for me, that's going to be part of it. Who does he put in charge of key issues in dealing with the provinces? Because, as I've said, you know, the tone and the rhetoric from Prime Minister Carney is very different than it was from Prime Minister Trudeau. Some of Trudeau's ministers were not very good at dealing with provinces, and of course, the federal government is going into a lot of provincial jurisdiction with child care, with dental care, pharma care. Are you going to put in someone who's going to fight with the provinces or someone who will work with them, especially when they come out and they say things like, you know what, this daycare system that you've got us all to buy into isn't working and the money's not there, and that's on you. Are they going to turn around and blame the provinces in public like some ministers did previously? That's what I'll be watching for.
Brian Lilly is my guest. Time for one more quick thought, and we are seeing Pierre Poilievre will be running in a by-election in Alberta. Date yet to be determined. I know there's some procedural things that have to happen. What do you think we will see from the new version, if we can say that, of Pierre Poilievre? When things return to the House, he's back in as leader of the Conservatives, based on the success they saw in the election, but also based on the failure of the outcome of the election. What do you expect to see from Pierre Poilievre?
Well, I really liked his video, and I think he shot it in Alberta. He was out in Consort the other day, seeing the new riding, meeting Damien Couric's team, the volunteers that will be working on the by-election when it is eventually called. So we put out a video talking about, you know, we did really well, but it wasn't enough, and we need to learn from what didn't happen. One thing that I know is happening is he's going to take a different tone in dealing with provincial premiers. You know, the Poilievre guys spent 2 years bad-mouthing Doug Ford publicly. Never Pierre. I never heard Pierre Poilievre say a bad word about Premier Ford. But all these people around him would come to Toronto, go to events with the same donors and supporters as each party has, and would talk about how Ford's not a conservative, Ford's awful. So, of course, Doug Ford didn't help him in the election. He wasn't asked for help, but he also, you know, knew that the guys around him had been bad-mouthing him. He is apparently reaching out to Ford for a meeting. He's trying to, you know, mend fences with Tim Houston, the premier of Nova Scotia. He needs all conservatives rowing with him. But, you know, they can't be picking fights, which is what they did over the past 2 years with various parts of the conservative movement. You need all parts moving so that you get that extra 3-4% that you need to win. And we may be looking at a world where the Conservatives have to figure out how to win without a federal NDP. You know, if they stick at that 6-9% like they got in the 90s, that's going to make it a lot tougher for the federal Conservatives to win without a new strategy and without everyone rowing in the same direction.
Brian, always enjoy you joining the show. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and we'll no doubt chat closer to that meeting in Saskatoon on June 2nd.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Brian Lilly, political commentator with the Toronto Sun. What do you think? Has the tone changed? Are you feeling better about things? Or is this a honeymoon phase? Let's not get too excited. We need to see some action yet. That's part of where the discussion will go on Open Lines later this morning here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks again to Brian Lilly. regular guest on this show, political commentator with the Toronto Sun. Bit of a reaction on the Carney-Trump meeting and, of course, the follow-up discussion that the Prime Minister had with the premiers, which yielded news that for the first time in about 40 years, we in Saskatchewan will be hosting a first minister's meeting. It's happening on June 2nd in Saskatoon. By the way, we have thrown out an invitation right after the election for Prime Minister Mark Carney to come on this radio program, which would be nice to have a Prime Minister on the show. If you are sincere about trying to build relationships in Western Canada, what better way to do it than that? Now, knowing that he's coming to Saskatoon, you can bet we will be doubling down on our efforts to get him on the show, in studio if possible, but nonetheless on the show. So we'll continue to keep you up to date on how we make out there. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.